granddaughter and her granddaughter's husband wanted to have, she was living in Clovis, New Mexico, where her children live. And then her granddaughter and her granddaughter's husband wanted to have her buried in Wyoming, where they were living when her husband passed away. So they had her cremated, and on the way there, I'm like halfway between New Mexico and Wyoming, Colorado, and so they stayed here a few days, and they brought the urn in. It was like real polished wood, and it had a brass on the front with her name and the date of her birth and the date of her death. And they put that on a table in the living room. And anyway, that night, when we were all asleep, I heard some music, and I thought, like, where's that music coming from? I woke up, and then I looked at the clock, and it said 12:19. So anyway, then I got up, and I went downstairs, and the stereo had gone on by itself. So then I turned it off and went back to bed. And then the next morning, I remembered that she died on December 19th. And that's the time when that music started playing. And after that, that stereo would go on by itself when we had special company. But it always went on at that time of the night. And so I had my brother and Efren and his wife were here. And then that music went on at night. And then the next morning, I asked him, you know, if they had heard the music. And he didn't, but she did. She said, oh, yes. She said, I heard some beautiful music playing. And I told her what had happened. And then it kept doing that for quite a while. And then eventually it just stopped doing it anymore. So that was a strange thing that happened. But I felt her spirit was with us. And that was a good feeling. And Amber, that's about it.